Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Nightly Wind Down with Mia, Javon, Andrew on OnePurposeRadio.com. Hey, what's up? It's your girl Mia back here for another Nightly Wind Down. I am here tired as I don't know what. I almost did not do the show tonight. Not for no particular reason or not for, well, not because I don't want to be here, I should say that. I look forward to doing this. I prepare for it every day early. Preparation for anything that I do is very important to me. But I have, I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed with all the things that I have coming up, especially starting next week. I just signed on for more work at my job. I just got a lot going on. And so I'm just like exhausted in my mental. So technically, I need this wind down every night. I do this for myself as much as I do it with the hopes that others will join me in talking about nostalgic things. That, and it's got to be some psychology behind nostalgia helping you with stress. I might look that up and cover that in a news article, in a magazine article or something. I haven't visited that. I'm sure it's out there, but I haven't visited that conversation in a very long time. I think I have in the past, but I can't remember exactly what was said about that. But for me, just being present in it, nostalgia, talking about things of the past definitely is calming and relaxing, if you will. I didn't know any better because I knew without really knowing, but I was like, how come everybody say wind down, W-I-N-E, and I had to look it up, like, what is the technical word for it? It's because they be drinking, but I don't really drink wine. I'm a bourbon girl. If you follow me on anything else, you know that I'm a bourbon girl. I'm not big on wine. It's a little too sweet for me for the most part, but the types of wines that's popular in our culture, I should say. There are some red ones that I think dry that I do, that I'll drink that I like. I'm talking to my daughter. I'm sorry. She should be in the bed, but she, since when I said I didn't want to host the show, she was going to sit in for me. She wrote a script and everything. She's a lot like her mother. Go look in the lodge room. It's by the clothes.
I look everywhere.
But anyway. So usually, yes, she's supposed to be in bed, but she was adamant about sitting in for me since I didn't want to do the show. But I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my wind down on. And now she's ending up being more of a hassle than a help. She started off being a help. Now she's a hassle. But with that being said, I'm going to just talk about the Spotify list that I curated today for our conversation and for our moment of winding down. I found a list of, so technically I started talking about music that was from women in the 70s, early 80s era, but I figured I'd save that for Friday because the music just felt like Friday night fish fry. I don't know if y'all from that type of household, but I grew up in a household where the family would come together on Friday nights and have a fish fry. And I would sing on my microphone and with my guitar music to entertain the family. That was the highlight of my weeks when I was a child, getting that moment and my family would amp me up. And I don't know, I probably sounded horrible, but they would amp me up and pretend like I was just doing the thing. That was always exciting for something for me and my brother. We would always like have our roast sessions and talk about people. But the music that I had was preparing, it reminded me of those times. So I'm saving that for tomorrow. So today I have a list of songs that came out in 2003. So I'm jumping ahead 30 years. And that's the span really that is a good indicator of the span and depth of the genre and how deep and how layered it is. And being able to pull so much from it for conversation. And it's still being added to today. People are still making music that and adding to the genre today. So, I mean, it's ongoing, everlasting. This music is forever. And most of it transcends time. These songs in particular, these songs are 20-year-old songs. Did I say 30? Oh, my God. From the 80s and... I think I messed up what I was saying. And maybe I said over 30 years. I always go back and correct myself because I'm an editor too. So I have that dilemma in my mind. But I'm going to just run down the list and kind of talk about some of it as I go. The first one on the list is No Other Than. Like, you cannot. I'm going to spend a little time on this one because I got a few things to say. But the first one is Sister Beyonce, Dangerously in Love. Of course, the single, Dangerously in Love. The album was Dangerously in Love, and the single that I have on the playlist is Dangerously in Love as well. Now, there has been debate about if Beyonce can sing. And I never had this question for myself. It was never a question for me. I know when she first came out, I was annoyed by all of her runs at first. I remember having conversations in my choir class with one of my classmates and about that, and he would just defend her wholeheartedly. Rest in peace, Edward. But you know, I learned to appreciate them over the years, and especially through his how he understood it and him sharing that and educating me, because I always loved music, but I didn't know theory and I didn't know about vocal training that well. I learned pretty much a lot. The little bit that I do know, I learned in high school. So I didn't really care because I would be like, she's R&B, she's not church. Why is she doing all that, you know, riffing and running and stuff? Why don't she just focus on singing songs? She's an R&B singer. And, you know, so back then I didn't know any better, but I know better now. But I just wanted to say, aside from I think she can sing and she sounds good. One thing that she showed in his last concert, all of us were able to see it, whether you saw it in person or on the internet, was that woman sang her butt off. And I don't mean just like her vocal performance and ability, like her physicality, like her ability and her physique to sing straight up. Like, she didn't reach for no notes. It was just smooth the way that she would belt out control. Like, that takes amazing muscle control. And so, like, she won me over with that, because, you know, that's not an easy foot. That's not an easy task. And so she won me with that. So anytime somebody says that she can't sing, I just be like, do what she did. Like, a small percentage of what she did, because it was amazing to me. I enjoyed watching her gift. You know, I wasn't into the I didn't get drawn into all of the pomp and circumstance, the clothes and all the fiascos and stuff. I really enjoyed her gift. So that was a moment for me. Next song is Mary J. Blige, Love at First Sight, from the Love and Life album with Method Man. Mary is always a class act. I love Mary. She's really stamped herself in R&B. So it is what it is. The next one, this is someone I fight for to get their just due. And that's Maya, My Love Is Like Whoa from the Moon Ring album. Man, that Maya to me is, she was, how can I say this? Back in the day, in the 2000s, she was my girl. I love me some Maya. Her music was everything to me. Her dancing was everything. I loved her style. I loved everything about her. For me, now she do not get the respect that she deserved from that era. And I don't understand why. It baffles me. The why part, the why component completely baffles me. Because she's so talented. She's a singer. She's a dancer. She does it all. So I don't get it. I just don't get it. The next one is So Gone by Monica, After the Storm. Monica is Monica, okay? Nothing you can say about that. The next one on the list is Rock With You, Oh Baby by Ashanti from Chapter 2. Ashanti is one who has fought for her. I like how she's handled her career. I have to say that I have not always been a fan of Ashanti vocals, but she's a great writer. She's a storyteller, which we talked about. We talked about that yesterday, like, you know, the great storytelling in R&B. And she kind of took that and ran with it and created her own lane. And she's fought to sustain that lane and get the respect that she deserves. So can't knock a sister for that. And then there's Khalees with Milkshake. I love that song. I think y'all probably hear that out of my mouth with all the songs. I love that song. But Milkshake was just one of those ones that's never going away. And I think, wasn't it Beyonce tried to pay her respect for it, but she was like, it's mine. I decide how to use it if it's hers. I don't know how that works. There's probably some logistics behind that that I'm not addressing, but that's not what this is about. This is about the music. Danger by Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu deserves her own segment, her own 15 minutes, and I might do that. I love Erykah Badu. Just like with her creativeness and her skill, like she's another one. I don't think we deep dived into her genius when it comes to music. Alicia Keys. You don't know my name. Alicia Keys in 2003. This was her debut album. Man. It knocked me out. I loved her talent. I love that album. Just that is what it is. Her vocals at the time when this album came out was just, you know, it was just nice. It was very, like, warm. And, yeah, I just loved it. I loved that album. I listened to it from beginning to end. The talent was there. Macy Gray, I didn't really listen to this one. The Trouble With Being Myself. But I definitely thought that she should be recognized because I think Macy Gray is just one of those talents that don't get enough attention. So I'm almost running out of time because we get to the men and I run out of time. Avant, Read Your Mind, Come On Now from the Private Room album. Jagged Edge, Walk Out of Heaven from the Hard album. Music Soul Child, I think this is the second album, Soul Star. More of an up-tempo. That wasn't really my zhuzh, wasn't really my thing. Anthony Hamilton, I could spend a whole night on this album. Like, I really could. I would need more than 15 minutes to talk about this. And so much to where I added another song, not just Coming From Where I'm From, but Charlene. You know what? I think next I'm going to dedicate to talking about this entire album and how it just takes you through beginning to end. I can do that with a couple of albums. I can do that with maybe two of John Legend albums. But, like, yeah, maybe I'm going to spend some time doing that. Anthony Hamilton, Erykah Badu, John Legend. I think I'm going to do that next week, spend time on their albums, just like ones that you can listen to straight through. But the playlist is up, y'all. The playlist for 20 years ago, these albums came out. If you want to wind down to some 20-year-old music and just be like, dang, that was 20 years ago. Get your reminisce on early 2000s. If you're my age, that was a great time. It was a great time from 2000 to 2010. It was, it's good to reminisce on those days. So anyway, until tomorrow, I'll holler at y'all. Peace out.